Take your foot off the gas of life, pull out your device of choice, and search Doptivity on your favorite podcast app.
After listening, some people suffer from success, self-love, and too much dopeness. If you find yourself feeling down or feeling as though you haven't been around much knowledge, listen to Doptivity.
Common side effects may include lighter thoughts, greater ambition, more self-love, better interactions with other people in your near future, and your ability to check yourself before you check others.
So now, get your daily dose of Doptivity and be dope for the rest of your life.
Sunday.
We in that mode.
We are in that mode.
It was a powerful little
We had a podcast before the podcast.
We had a whole podcast.
It was just a podcast conversation that could not be aired, but it was just so refreshing. Like, I feel so great right now.
Yeah.
I need to start podcast Sundays off like this more often. And also, isn't it weird that we decide to record every Sunday?
It's church on Sundays. That's what we're doing here. We're doing church.
Me and Nathan have been sitting here for the last couple hours just talking about aligning of our stars and how even God has been such a huge, huge part of the whole podcast journey that we've had. And I know we're not like superstars right now, and I know that we just don't have like millions and millions of followers.
Also, this podcast is for us too.
So. Exactly. It's to build us too, like help us grow, all that stuff. So just God is just working with us, and he's using this podcast to do it. And I am just extremely thankful. I feel great. How do you feel, bro?
I feel really good.
I got my bro listening to tons of gospel songs. He's like, that's a good song. I got him all up in it. He's like,
I'm like doing like play music that. Stuff like that.
Play
you know
that.
What, the way
you
they dropped what? That in there
that
was
came
perfect.
In like a kind of rock star type of thing, and then it just elevated.
and the purpose and the meaning behind the song was very, very
I got
uplifting.
My bro really, he loves music already, but he's just like critiquing gospel songs now. He's like, God really was in that house.
Yeah, maybe I left that avenue kind of untouched. I should delve in. All I know is no weapon.
And that's a good song though. Like that's when he all said I know. I was like, that's your favorite gospel song? That is a good song.
But I know very little, you know. But no, yeah. Sunday. It's not Sunday fun day, it's Sunday. Oh, you know what? It is Sunday fun
it
day.
It is Sunday fun day. We have our cocktails, guys.
Also, we got these shots, so.
God. Like, I'm not even going to talk to you about this because you know your daughter. I'm just going to take a shot.
You know.
Even when it's your birthday, I take shots for you.
We take shots to show we shooting at life, you know.
Yeah.
Here's a shot to shooting
and
at life.
And for him to still help us knowing that we drink shots all the time, God loves us.
If I'm not wrong, he made these shots, right?
He made everything. What the hell he
made this cup is what I was told. I don't know the words. I don't know the recipe.
He made the perfect shot glass size. Like, whoever created shot glasses.
I don't know. My shot was just a little big. Just
it was big.
I was a little.
Woo!
Anyways, what's up, guys?
Welcome.
Doptivity is back in effect as of today.
It is. Today's a good day. I don't know if y'all haven't got a chance to listen to our last episode. You definitely should.
Okay, usual.
It is enlightening. And I do want more people to hear it. And one thing you...
Winning the worrying game. That's what that was about.
And you know what? I have to share this story with them.
Yes.
So... Oops. It's okay. So, I had my Bible sitting on my... Excuse me. Burp number one. I had my Bible sitting on my bar when my brother walked in today. And he asked me, have you been reading your Bible? I was like, yeah, no, I just keep it there. You know, I keep my Bible open on my freaking bar just so that when I go in the kitchen and I'm not really rushing to get back to anything, or just not even that. Like if I see it there and God touches me, yeah, I just open it and I read a verse. You know, it really literally only takes a verse.
Yeah, it's something, that you can
just feed yourself a little bit.
It's a verse or a tweet. You pick.
Right.
You know, at that you read.
It's just crazy how that little, like, just making it visible to you. Like, don't hide it under a whole bunch of crap. Yeah. Just put it around and out.
I'm not even religious like that, but I still keep a Bible out and just be like, let me read this.
Yeah.
Or a good book, whatever.
Actually, my brother shared a very good fact about him. He's read the Bible from beginning to the end.
I've read it all.
Yeah.
I didn't memorize it all.
He didn't memorize. No one can do that. As much stuff as we go through every day, no one can just do that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, back to my story. So I have my Bible out. Okay. So at this point, he's at my house and we're trying to figure out what it is that we're going to talk about today on this podcast. And so he said, just give me a book at the Bible and I'll go to it. And I said, Book of Psalms.
So my favorite.
That's my favorite book in the Bible. It's just so much information and so much daily stuff that you can just use in that book. That book is a really good book.
It resonates real well, you know.
And it's kind of long, so there's a lot, but it's good. It's really good. Mm-hmm. But so he opens it up and so he said, "Oh, you know what? I'm gonna pick 100. Like, let's just look
at 101.
101.
Like, 101 is like the first class.
Yeah. Right.
Something 101 is the how you start class.
So he put book 100, book 101, sorry. But then he was looking down and he read 100 instead of 101, right?
Yeah.
And 100, right? 100 basically talked about allowing God to basically. Hold on, I can get it. Sorry, because I was.
It should be on the page. It's right there.
It should be on the page. Let me pick it up real quick.
Freestyle guys. Queen over here.
Uh-oh, my jewelry's on the floor.
Yeah, that should be on the page.
So he read. David tells us to acknowledge that the Lord is God. How can we do that? We acknowledge him when we shout our praises, appreciate his status as our creator, accept his authority in every detail of life, enthusiastically agree with the guidance he gives, and express our thanks for his unfailing love. So in my mind, I was like, oh, that's kind of what we touched on last week. Yeah. And we went on to talk about, he was like, you know what, sis?
I just realized
this is 100. We need 101. And I was like, bro, that's just telling us that last week we was on track. Yeah. We was on track last week. So 101 is the new one. And so we did create a new topic out of 101, which let me read to them real quick. And then we'll just go from there. 101. Okay, so it says David may have written this psalm early in his reign as king as he set down the standards he wanted to flow. David knew that to lead a blameless life, he would need God's help. We can lead blameless lives if we avoid looking at wickedness. There's a parenthesis. I will set before my eyes no vile thing. Number two was evil associates, men of perverse heart. Number three was slander, and four, pride. While avoiding the wrongs listed above, we must also let God's word show us standards by which to live. Standards. I'm just going to sit that right there.
But that's how we created this one.
That is how we created it. So what did we come up with as far as just like a general idea of what it is that we're going to speak on today,
bro? I think the best way to say it is to never neglect your standards. Wow. Don't neglect your standards.
That man, them words just give me chills. Man, hold up. I know it was really, I know we started this off really serious and, you know, with God, you know, a lot of people get uncomfortable when we're talking about
true
God
facts,
and serial,
you know, it's all
serious situation.
For
yeah. But you know, that's not the idea that we try to get here because we are who we are on this podcast all the time, and we have our relationships with God. You know, like you don't have to be like
religious to have a spiritual moment.
Exactly. So
you can read a book from Ernest Hemingway and be like, I learned something from that. That's
the idea because God doesn't want it to be a scary thing for you, I feel like. So, okay. So standards are something that is very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people neglect their standards due to just trying to be within society's
I was just timeline. Like, explain to me how your standards work. Like,
my
feel
standards,
like they're, are they aligned with what society
accepts and approves,
or is it?
I feel like before, like this last year or two, I was just trying to keep up with the Joneses. That's what the old folks call it. That's just like trying, you know, you scroll down Facebook, Instagram, and you see relationship goes.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship goes. Hashtag we need to be in Dubai. We need to be you need to be holding my hand. You need to be blah, blah, blah. You know, all that dumb stuff that really doesn't matter. And I tried so hard, but that's when I was the most unhappy because I didn't have a relationship at that time. Or I was trying to create a relationship with someone that wasn't for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you're just trying to force it. Like, force what
just
it is.
Just through that narrative
right.
of what
and then
you think it's supposed to be.
Exactly. And you're at home and you're looking at this person that you're with and you're like, I don't even like you that much. Like, why?
Yeah.
You know? But I feel like before now, before I got to the place where I am now, I was a victim of trying to keep up with the society. And I'm not afraid to say that because we all have been there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think now that I'm doing a lot of like self-development and trying to figure out what actually makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like what is your ideal situation? Yeah. And also understanding within that same, you know, comment, like what seriously makes me happy, the obstacles that may appear upon you trying to create this happy life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've come to terms and you know, the realization that it's a journey and standards are most important.
Yeah, it's all learning for sure.
Because when you said I could have avoided a lot of those jacked up relationships and those fuck boys.
Right.
And those
episode 4 or 5 or something. Shout out.
And those horrible, like not horrible, but like those things that I went through if I just would have stuck to my standards. Because when you meet someone that is possibly like okay, you're like, but you I'm gonna finish this. They're okay. They're good or whatever. I don't like this, and this. Like, if they're like top on your standards list, why would you deal with it? Just to have that freaking to go with the Joneses.
Yeah.
But now that I'm here where I am now, like, I've created realistic standards. And those are the ones that I'm going to stick by. And if you come at me...
Realistic as far as, like...
realistic
personal goal growth or something like that, right?
That's
right.
Important. Morals. Just stuff that you believe in, stuff that you actually want in the energy that you want in your immediate circle. Because think about it, in relationships, if I'm gonna be with this person, they're gonna be around all the freaking time.
Right.
And your energy is, I mean, the kind of company you keep.
And that's another thing. We're so massaged with kind of like the illusion of something. Like you said, keeping up with the Joneses is more so now relatable to saying the Kardashian family is is the ideal situation.
But it's definitely not, because her husband is loony as hell.
Yeah, they're constantly, obviously, their whole...
I could not have my life, like, literally all those years on TV.
Yeah, well...
I mean, I could, because I feel like... It's already on TV anyway. But the thing is, I don't think that they ever had a time in their life where they could do what we do right now. And that's basically self-develop ourselves. Because they've always done it in front of a camera.
Yeah, because at that point, you're not really developing. You're kind of honing in on what other people would expect from you.
Like, the money making is more important, even though they have millions, than to them to just take a break. Like, take a season off.
Khloe Kardashian is fucking trying to do, like, the whole model.
Like take...
I'm this.
Just fresh. Take two seasons off and say, I need 2 years off to, like, go to fucking...
Take a smoke break is what I like to say. Take a smoke break.
Right. Exactly. Go to Israel and, like, do some self, like... Something. Like, do that. Like, and literally create, like, cleanse yourself of all the... I know you get a lot of hate in that industry. I know you get a lot of, like, hate and, like, negativity and all that stuff. And you can't sit up and tell me that that doesn't affect you at all.
Right.
It is affecting you.
I mean, as a person that's not a Kardashian, you can read a comment about yourself on social media
and you take that with you.
Yeah, that fucking, that will change you.
It ruins you. So you're like,
what do I do? I don't know if I should.
Right. So what's wrong with just taking 2 years? They never take time off. Ever to just like be with themselves and them kids and like actually like not be on camera, because that's the thing. Me and you, we do self-development and all stuff, but if we were on camera right now, you can't sit up and say we're not going to take note that, hey, I'm on camera. So I have to be
same with the podcast. Like, we're on podcast, we're saying things. Like, do we feel we're uncanned at that point where we can't say certain things?
I don't, though. I don't.
And I love that. I know I love that about us, though. That's we're there. Like,
I don't feel like this is...
Like, I feel like it's a podcast.
It's just like me talking. But the thing is, it's also when we develop this Dopetivity. When we developed Dopetivity, we went in and like, we're just gonna... like, bro, we have dope ass conversations, like just sitting on the patio drinking wine and liquor and just like just going chilling
in, just going in.
We just talk about so many things. I'm like, our conversations are just what that is. Like, other people need to hear this. And you know, I've said plenty of times, like, I feel like everyone should meet us. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we
not
are
even,
really...
Not even a toot their own horn or anything.
It's
but like just
two people that are genuine. Like, you can talk to us about anything. And I guarantee any person that has a one-on-one conversation with us, you're going to leave with something that's going to stick with you, that's positive, and that's going to affect you positively.
Right.
Like... Every 100%. Single time. Like, that's my goal every time I have a deep conversation with people. I'm going to use my wisdom to say something that you're going to take with you, and it's going to be... You're going to think about that later.
That's true.
So that's why we started the podcast, but I feel like they started it for different reasons.
As far as our example of Kardashian.
Right, that was just an example,
In our comparison, 100%.
I just want to let y'all know that Nate is quite tipsy right now. I am so
drunk, guys.
Because he went to where did you go?
A corporate Christmas party.
Last night. And then it was close.
Open bar.
Close to my house. And
just came straight here.
He came straight here from there. He called me like, are you at home? I'm like, yeah, I'm here. And so, of course, I wasn't drunk. I went to a wedding. Okay, I'm gonna talk about that later. But I went to a wedding last night, and I'm not drunk at all. But I was like, bro, I gotta catch up with you. Do you wanna you wanna be in this with me, or like, are you good?
Are you with me, or are you against me?
And the thing is, Nate's not gonna turn down any liquor. So.
No.
Awesome. He is really tipsy.
So I'm looking at him right now. You have no idea.
I'm looking at him right now. I'm like, my brother is getting drunk. Shit. Like,
but no, like, listen. All right. So
But I feel like you're good. Like, we talk drunk all the time.
All the time. So this is when I get the best juice.
This is our atmosphere.
At some point, once we get to our topic, you know, I may just explode. Well, now you won't have anything else to say. Won't let you talk at that point.
Hello, guys. Okay, I know you guys are waiting for this just as much as I am. Let's get to the topic.
Let's get in there.
Okay, so Nathan, what is our topic?
Never neglect your standards. And of course, we've still been on topic the whole time, though.
Yeah, we've been talking about it a little bit.
But to delve in specifically as far as standards go, mm-hmm. How do you, as a person, I'm asking you.
Oh, he hit you guys.
How do you develop your standards? Like we say, like, are you developing your standards based off of what the Kardashians are doing or the Joneses are doing? Or are you literally developing a whole standard format for yourself based on your own feelings?
Every person is different. Every human being.
And that's the whole goal at the end of the day, even if it's like relationship based or
job
work based, mm-hmm. or whatever, like even friendship, I guess it's a relationship still, but you know, friendship, romantic relationship, work,
regular friendships,
what other things,
how
are
you doing,
just
that?
Even like initial interactions with people that you just met at the bar, you know,
right?
Like, develop something that makes you obviously,
mm-hmm.
and you do that anyways,
mm-hmm.
But if you go against that grain, are you doing more to be more like the Kardashians or more to keep up with the Joneses?
Right.
Versus being you, to find out if you're neglecting your own standards?
I just want to say this, though. Like, you know, like Kardashians make their life look... I'm just coming at it as a woman. Like, they got all the money they can have.
Mm-hmm.
They can buy anything they want. They can go take trips and go do all the crap that they want. You know, but my thing is, like, what I've told myself to, like, stop trying to, you know, look at that as a pro or whatever.
Right. As a, that you don't, Bible at
how
that
much,
point, right?
How much are they really hurting is my thing.
Okay.
How much are they hurting as far as loving themselves? How much are they hurting as, like, trying to become the woman that
almost
they,
like, why would you idolize?
Why would you? Because the Bible speaks a lot about idolization, too.
Why would you idolize that person?
Why are you idolizing someone that you don't even really know their story and you only see pictures of? Hmm. And a show that has cameras and a cut! And start an action. Like,
hey, let's do that over.
I need you to go over here. We couldn't see you that good. Like, why would you idolize something like that? So why would you want that to be your standard?
True. I don't have the answers, but I feel like, kind of like what we talked about earlier, like, I feel like it's kind of a thing where a lot of people in society are kind of clinging on to a group of something. Like, you just want a label for something, right? No,
that, and a lot of people just need acceptance. So
yeah, but that's how you get acceptance, is like falling into a group of, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm socialized as, you know, like, oh, I'm the party goer. Or they label me as the quiet person.
Labels.
Like, I like to find
labels are really screwing everyone over.
Labels.
I'm sorry,
you
but
up.
It is.
They fuck you. They're not. They don't really define you at all. They put you in a box at the end of the day. They literally put you in the box. Is all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sorry. We made like eye contact, and I was like, what?
Huh? I'm just looking at him happened? Like, are you stupid?
Realize, I didn't know. How...
Look, I was like, are you dumb? I'm looking at him like, why does he look so puzzled? What are you talking about? I was just trying to communicate with you, you know?
I got it. But no, like, as far as like labels go, like, if you think about it, like, if somebody says you're an alcoholic.
Am
that
I?
That puts you in a
you
box.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm a functioning alcoholic.
Right. But even that, uh-huh. The worst part is you do that and then you still, in your daily life, you're like, oh, I got to find people that like to drink like me. Like, it still puts you in a box where you almost feel like you can't hang out with people that don't drink. You know what I mean? Like, you're like,
I can't do that, or I'm in this box where I like flowers. And it's great to have an identity, but don't subject yourself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, creating your standard at the end of the day is more so derived from what you want as an individual. And it'll never be the same for any two people. You know what I mean? So it's like, all right, we still always do that all the time.
Right. And that's the thing, like, I feel like we, as people and human beings, and like just trying to be self-discovery and like discover yourself, I just feel like we need to stop, and that goes back to the topic, stop neglecting your standards. Like,
everything is simple at the end of the day.
And so, I know that we need to get more into what we mean by that, but I feel like we don't communicate that enough. Have those natural conversations
at all.
So
it's always almost, it's like a farce. It's like, you're like, I don't want to really bring it up. It's kind of like, I want to keep that in my mind, but I also hope that somebody understands me that's looking.
Right.
And no, that's tough. And that's tough.
And it is tough.
There are people out here, obviously, that I can see what you feel.
Right.
But you can't just expect everybody to feel what you understand.
Right. You know? You can't be like thinking everybody's a mind reader.
Yeah. It's rough. So yeah, developing your standard in that sense, though, makes it more comforting for you as a person to be... How do you word that? One, you have to be, obviously, you got to be open and straightforward.
You have to be open and straightforward. And you have to be confident.
Right.
Confidence is key.
Mm-hmm. And then also, don't get so deluded by what you see as something.
Like don't be comparing.
Like we said about labels earlier.
Don't be
like,
comparing yourself to other people.
Yeah, don't assume like, oh, this is... People say I'm not dominant in this.
That like. Too? Oh, you like that now, too? Yeah. Oh, you
now
like that too?
Everything that person does is what I like.
You like one thing that I like, thing, but now everything else I'm going to try to like too.
You're a fucking individual. You have your own unique perspective of life, and you have to keep that. Keep that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Pause.
Definitely.
Keep that pause. Keep pause. Keep that perspective. But yeah, keep that same energy
all the freaking time, like
all day.
I do want to speak on something, like when we both say like keep that same energy and don't neglect your standards, or don't, you know, ignore them or whatever, make sure that you are creating the standards when you're like in a great place in your life. And I don't mean not great place in your life as far as materialistic things, not because you have the car you want, the house you want, but if your mental is in a great, because guys, that's the most powerful, and money can't buy that. Money can't buy peace. Money can't buy certainty of over your life. Like money can't buy that. Make sure that you've done your Dopetivity homework check yourself before you check others, and actually literally figured out what it is that you want, and then created the standards around that. I feel like that is definitely most important. Because if you're not in a good state, and you're not... Guys, sorry. The food got here. We ordered Chinese food to be delivered. And that's what...
Nom, nom. That shit is so good, though.
So we're like eating right now because I'm starving. Nate needs food because he's drunk as shit. From
not... I'm never drunk. What?
Matter of fact, let me taste some of that beef and broccoli. I just want to see if they have like the same.
Everybody got beef and broccoli.
Okay.
You can't fuck beef and broccoli up.
Oh, I got a lot of
take it.
But anyway,
that was the biggest fork pull I've ever seen in my life. Anyway.
So Sorry, guys. But,
Was it good?
It was good.
Chinese food.
Yeah, we ordered Chinese food. But anyway, what I was saying is that, like, you have to make sure that you built yourself to a certain standard as far as self-development goes before you try to set those standards, because as you grow, those standards would change so much that, like, from day to day. If you're all about self-development like I am, those standards will change day to day. So you have to be aware that you need to be where you are going to be, like, for your future self when you create the standards. And, like, you know, I'm all about, like, journaling and writing stuff down. Mm-hmm. Write them down. Review them.
Like, analyze all that shit.
And then if a situation comes to you where you have to, you like, that could be, like, jeopardized, stop. Pull it. Don't be pressured. Stop. Pull out those standards. Review them. And say, due to these circumstances, am I willing to...
Number two.
Am I willing to sacrifice? You know, like, don't let society make you feel like your standards are too high. That's bogus. As hell.
Yeah, that's true, though, because... Like we said earlier, obviously, like, you literally lead your life based on what you think something else or somebody else's criteria makes sense for. So if you're doing that, oh, thank you.
We're going to open those at the end of the podcast.
Fortune cookie. That sounded so racist. I'm sorry.
You guys are like eating dinner with us right now.
Yeah. I hope you're eating also at your desk while you're listening to the podcast. Or at the airport or at your home, whatever.
Or whatever the case is.
Whatever it may be.
I love talking.
But no. Moral of the story, though, seriously, like, if you have your...
Because only confident people can make confident standards. So, working on your confidence... Look,
I like how you picked me up for that one, because I was like, how do I rephrase? But you got it. You got it down.
Only confident people make confident standards. So, unless you're, like, fully sure of the standards that you're... Like, when it comes to relationships, like, this is just examples. I'm going to give a couple.
Okay.
At relationships, like, I don't want him to be a bomb, which is a natural standard, like, everyone should have. He has to be, like, driven. He has to be passionate. He has to love the Lord. He has to, I'm just trying to think of other standards that women may come up with. He has to be a provider. Mm-hmm. He has to be willing to learn pursue me type of thing. So in that case, if you meet a man who's only so into themselves that they really don't care about you, like, you know, like, they're just so consumed in themselves to where...
The, like, narcissist.
Yeah, that means... He's not for you. So just nip it off in the bud. That's like a non-negotiable standard. Yeah. You created that. You would create that when you are in a great place. Because a lot of women don't know their worth. A lot of women wouldn't have created those standards.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of women wouldn't have created those standards if they weren't sure of themselves. Mm-hmm. They would be like, they wouldn't even have standards. So, you know, and then if you're like at the beginning stages of creating standards, you'll create some that you may bend. But when you're a confident woman, you create standards and you stick to them. Yeah. They're not unrealistic.
By any means.
Like, stupid standards. He has to be 6 foot. No.
Yeah. But even still, though, like, just to go back to the whole idea of you being, the actual fact that you being a unique person creates your own individual standards. So if, like, somebody that's tall is a requirement.
You wouldn't talk to anybody short anyway.
Yeah. I would never, like, that dude talking to you at the bar that's way shorter than you or below your aptitude of acceptability. You're not even going to give them a second chance. So you don't even think about it. Like, it's out of the question by any means.
Right.
But as far as your standards go, once you get into that realm of deciding,
And I think people need to realize that standards are more so internal than external anyway.
Very much so. Yeah. Very much so. Wow.
Yeah, because...
Big point, too.
Morals are important. Mm-hmm. So you create standards based around that. Like, if someone wants a God-fearing man, that's a decent standard. Mm-hmm. Why would you negotiate that? But saying his shoes never are dirty, but you don't know what it took to get him to that date where he came and met you.
Okay.
And his shoes are dirty. He probably was out hooping or something. You know what I'm saying?
Pitching sign. That's country as hell.
No, for real though. Like, I don't have.
This food is good, by the way.
It is really good. I don't have.
Shout out to. I don't know who this place is.
Where's the menu?
Chinese food place. It's on the Bible.
Oh, there it is. God sent. Snow Pea.
Okay. Shout out Snow Pea Dallas.
Fast delivery. It was really fast.
It was fast. Too fast, almost. We weren't ready.
I know. It was off Northwest Highway. They delivered. Thank you, Jesus.
Off topic, but have you ever noticed, like, Chinese food places never advertise?
That's because their marketing game is playa.
But what is their marketing game? What because is it?
Someone comes out and sticks these on your door. That's what that.
Oh
to
yeah,
me.
Okay, yeah, the door to door, stick my menu on the door kind of thing.
And I didn't feel like going out today, so I'm like, hey.
Yeah. Also, DoorDash, but.
I think I have more soy sauce if you need it.
No, I just need one. I'm glad you guys are eating food with us. I'm so drunk that it's crazy.
Because y'all remember I told y'all he's not an eater.
At all. I'm so, about to chow down.
I am literally enjoying this moment in my life.
And if you want to know anything about Shauna and I, we both really love Chinese food.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Asian cuisine in general.
Any, like, Asian food, yeah.
I bet this sound ticks you off.
Stop it.
All right, I'm sorry. But no, back on topic. So, I think the key to it all is developing your dopeness, obviously, in a sense that you can create something that houses a standard. You know what I mean? So even like knowing you have a standard, which is what you usually do in the beginning of anything anyways, and then you change it based on whatever society told you. It's almost inadequate if you do that. Why have that standard if you're going to change it because somebody else comes around and makes it look better?
You have to have confidence in your, not only in yourself, but in your standard as well. You have to know that that's literally, genuinely something that you can't live without. It's crazy, but
it's tough. It's hard. It's hard to realize it too, though. At the end of the day, because you kind of see it, and then you see something else that looks a little more appealing. Like, well, it kind of rationalizes with what I thought, anyways, but. The way they do it makes me think I should do it the other way.
Right. Even as far as, like, I was speaking to Nate in regards to, like, career-wise. You want to be a CEO one day.
I will be.
You will be. But don't let someone say, you want to be a CEO, you need to, like... No, you need to go start.
You need to do these things, and actually, it sounds like it looks good to do, but I don't know if you can because you're just not ready or you're just not available for these moments. Don't let that shit drag you down, because people will do that.
Yeah, they'll ground you down and like make you feel like I told him, like, productively working towards your standard is okay. Like,
you have a completely different vision than anybody else at the end of the day. And your path to get there could be the greatest path you've ever seen. or ever done, but you don't know that. And you're just going off of what everybody else said is okay, right?
Be unique. Be you.
Hone in on that.
We are all unique. Nobody is going to see the vision the way that you do. Nobody is going to see the final goal like you're going to see it.
Yeah.
And on the miss, like, I know support is important, but you need the support that says, I'm going to back you up no matter what.
Yeah. Based on what you think.
Now, if you're doing dumb shit, they're going to be like, no, that's dumb. But in the same breath, they're like, I'm going to back you up, but I'm not going to try to hinder you. I'm not going to try to be your, I'm your teammate instead of your opponent.
Yeah.
I want you to be great.
Or trying to be over you like a mentor or something. Like, you need a mentor, but I also want you to feel like we're equal in this situation. You can develop yourself, your dopeness, your greatness, your happiness. You know, whatever. I feel like I'm preaching that.
Come on.
You
gone,
develop
bro.
Your happiness gone, when you bro. Start understanding yourself. The Dopetivity Podcast is brought to you by Dopetivity Podcasts. Oh, man. This was a fun episode for no reason. But I think we rapping.
Yeah, I just think that I just wanted to, you know, let people know that creating a standard will give you something. And I feel like, okay, for the biblical people, that's what God did for us. He broke the Bible. Well, he created, the Bible as a standard. And it's almost like we try to be like him, which we know we can never do. But at the end of the day, like reading the stories in the Bible shows us how loving, how forgiving, how caring, how unjudgeable. I don't even know if that's a word, but how he literally accepts you for who you are.
Yeah.
Despite all the wrong that you're going to do in the process, he still knows that the final goal, and through all of that wrongdoing, you still came to him. So, you know, in your everyday life, when you're creating goals for yourself, when you're creating standards for yourself, don't feel guilty about them. And don't feel like you have to have other people on your team with you as long as you have him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
your God, your dopeness.
Right, your dopeness. You know, my standards, I create standards for every fucking thing that I do.
Yeah.
And I think that's the healthy way to do it. It's almost like that relationship, that job, like my job that I have now, I recently got a promotion. And I still know that that's not my final goal, but it's going to get me to the goal of me owning my own clothing line. You know what I'm saying? It's providing revenue for that. My relationships, it's like I went through a lot of frogs. But I'm not sacrificing this list of things that I've created that I want for me and my daughter.
Right.
That's not going to change because that's what I want for us. This is the type of environment I want to live in. And so, like, people can make you feel stupid. Like, girl, just be happy you got a man. Like, no.
Yeah.
I've had men. Right. Like, they're fine. They're okay. But if they're not my preference, why even keep entertaining them?
Right. And in that moment, you realized you should never neglect your standards.
Sorry, I'm chewing, but...
That's just okay.
At all.
Never neglect.
Hey.
Never neglect.
Hey, never neglect. Hey, never neglect.
Yo. Yeah.
Never neglect
those standards. Hey, never neglect them standards. Yeah, never neglect them standards. Hey.